This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has announced a submarine move to the Middle East and Israel and Iran tensions, which is a rare public announcement. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered the deployment of a guided missile submarine to the Middle East, the Pentagon said on Sunday, as the region braces for possible attacks by Iran and its allies after the killing of senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. The USS Georgia, a nuclear-powered submarine, was already in the Mediterranean Sea in July, according to a U.S. military post on social media. The U.S. military had already said it will deploy additional fighter jets and Navy warships to the Middle East as Washington seeks to bolster Israeli defenses. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Moscow's forces Sunday were in their sixth day of intense battles against Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war, which left southwestern parts of the Russia area vulnerable for reinforcements starting to arrive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday Russia had launched nearly 2,000 cross-border strikes from its western Kursk region at Ukraine's Sumy region over the summer, something he said had deserved a fair Ukrainian response. More than 40 families of victims of an airliner crash in Brazil have gathered at a morgue in hotels in Sao Paulo as three French government investigators arrived in that country. Forensics experts worked on Sunday to identify the remains of the 62 people in that crash. Local authorities say the bodies of the pilot and co-pilot were the first to be identified by forensics experts. The ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop operated by Brazilian airline Voltas was headed for the